Once upon a time, there was a little boy who didn't want to climb to the top of the mountain. His name was Indy. He had been climbing and climbing and climbing with his older brothers and his father. Now he was tired. He didn't want to climb anymore. He found a rock by a tree. He sat down. He looked out across the river to the other side of the mountain. Oh, the sun was hot on his face. He could feel little beads of sweat in his hair. He closed his eyes. It felt good to sit down and feel a breeze on his cheeks. He kept his eyes closed. He heard wings fluttering. He felt lifted off his rock. The wind blew his hair off his forehead. Oh, the air was cool. The wind was strong now. He could barely open his eyes. He felt like he was flying on a horse. But it wasn't a horse. It was a bird, a giant bird. Higher and higher and higher. Beneath him, he could see a waterfall splashing into a beautiful lake. He jumped off the giant bird into the air toward the waterfall. He was free falling. Oh, he loved it. He flung out his arms as if he had wings. The wind lifted him. The wind turned him upside down. The big bird caught him in midair. He opened his eyes. Wide, wide open. He was sitting on a rock by the lake. The lake he saw when he flew with the giant bird. And there was the waterfall, too. Indy, Indy, where are you? His father called.
Here I am.
How did you get up here so fast? Demanded his father.
Well, I was so tired. A giant bird gave me a lift.
Indy's father looked at Indy and said, "A giant bird?" Indy closed his eyes. He was smiling because what do you think he heard? Yes, he heard wings fluttering near him. His giant bird had come back for him. And the next thing he knew, his mother was hugging him. Later, when his father and brothers hiked down the mountain, Indy's mother asked,
"Why didn't you fly down with the giant bird like Indy did?"